There is world-class treatment for golfers right in Tulsa. For proof, look no further than the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us. Dr. Riley, how many years have you been involved in the Open now?
Yeah, it's we've been very fortunate. So this was our fourth year. We did Congressional Olympic Club in San Francisco, Marion, and Philly last year, and then we're at Pinehurst, North Carolina. So Ryan Smith and I, we are both Titleist Performance Institute certified medical providers. We have the swing fit concept that we develop here in our office. And so what we're doing is we're trying to, we're obviously working with golfers. We're the physical guys. We're trying to determine where, you know, our players have a physical limitation, whether it's mobility or stability. You know, they could develop some strength if they want to avoid injury. So, you know, so we're trying to determine, you know, what issues they have going on physically, and then we want to make recommendations and, you know, treat them accordingly on how they can, you know, manage these situations. Also, we do a lot of injury, you know, rehab related to golf. We do a lot of performance training. So a lot of times folks will come in and say, well, can you help me with my golf swing? And I said, well, indirectly, yes. And so we're just trying to, we're the physical guys, you know, players, we'll get to that here in a second, but, you know, players have a teaching professional. They might have, depending on what level, they might have a, you know, a psychologist or a sports psychologist, the equipment side of it. And then now they have the medical and the fitness and the, you know, that physical fitness aspect side of it, which is so very important. Tiger Woods has changed the whole kind of paradigm. You know, years ago, it was all based on equipment and course management. Now the foundation of it all is, you know, fitness. You know, how well is my body? You know, how fit am I? How much mobility do I have? I mean, you should look at these tour players. Look at, you know, Adam Scott. I mean, these guys are athletes. And that's translates, you know, translates to how far they're hitting the golf ball, how much they're able to play with without hurting themselves. But yeah, it's been a really neat experience. And just so our involvement with Swing Fit and so forth, we had an opportunity years ago to get involved with the USGA. So we're a part of the wellness team that travels to the U.S. Open each year. And we work with the players, the caddies, and some of the U.S. Open USGA officials on similar things. You know, a big part of what we're dealing with, you know, everyone always asks when I come back, well, what do you do? What do you see? What types of injuries? It's not a lot of injury stuff that I see when I'm there. You know, we fly in early. We do a lot of our work like Sunday through Wednesday before the tournament starts. And a lot of these guys are tight. You know, they might need some manual therapy. They want to get stretched out just to maintain some of the mobility. You know, we've developed a lot of relationships with some of the players throughout the years. And, you know, you see a familiar face. And a lot of these guys have chiros and so forth, you know, in their hometowns, the travel. And the USGA is really good about providing these services there at the U.S. Open. So chiropractic, physical therapy, there's physicians, there's massage therapists. So there's a whole gamut of treatment options, which makes us available to the players. And, you know, they're very excited about it. They take advantage of it. And I'll tell you what's kind of unique is at typical PGA events, the caddies, just these guys, you know, are walking, carrying, I don't know how many pounds in these golf bags. They don't get any attention or treatment. We're able to take care of the caddies as well at the U.S. Open, and they really respond well to that.
Cool. So it sounds like you do a lot of preventative as opposed to aches and pains popping up during the tournament itself.
Sure. So I saw, you know, probably 12 to 15 players this past year. And, you know, some, I saw a couple players that were top 15 in the world. And it's that, hey, listen, it typically, you know, what do you want to be seen for? Well, I've got a little bit of tightness in my right shoulder. My mid back's tight. And could you work on my hip a little bit? So we're just trying to, yeah, maintain mobility, what they have, keep them worked out. I mean, these guys are hitting a bunch of golf shots. I mean, I don't think just a lot of us understand that, you know, they're getting in on Monday, playing multiple practice rounds Monday through Wednesday, hitting a ton of golf balls, and then they go out and play, and hopefully they make the cut, and they play another four rounds. So it's just there's a lot of stress, you know, a lot of cumulative trauma on their bodies. And so it's amazing the attention that these guys pay to their fitness levels and their bodies, because if not, they're going to get injured. It's not only about how far, you know, can I continue to hit it consistently 300 yards, but what can I do to prevent, you know, my low back from hurting, you know, all the overuse. And so flexibility and mobility are some of the biggies that we focus on with some of these players.
So you're talking about working with the top players in the world. Do you see any overlap whatsoever between treating and working with them and treating and working with those of us who are wannabes in the Swing Fit program here locally?
Yeah, interesting question. So the number one injury with tour players is going to be left wrist pain. Okay. Can you guess what the number one injury amongst amateurs would be?
I'm going to assume it's left wrist pain.
No, it's low back pain, actually. So
I was going to think hip and back, yeah.
Yeah, so the pros, the problem with they have with their wrist, they are hitting so many golf shots. I mean, it's just that repetition of hitting golf shots. Now, with the amateur, you know, biomechanically, we're just all so screwed up. That's where it happens. We compensate in our low back. So we go out and our hips are really tight and that mid back is really tight. And then we're going to compensate in the low back. So low back pain is the number one, you know, complaint or injury that we see from a lot of our players. And so what we do, I've spoken about this in the past, is we're trying to address issues other than the low back. You know, we're going to try to pick up some range of motion or mobility or flexibility, maybe the hips or the mid-back, work on trunk stability or stabilizing your low back. So it's typically going to be the low back with the amateurs. And, you know, it's based on, you know, a lot of times our main demographic or main age of folks that we get in here is between 50 to probably 65. A lot of these folks, Scott, just want to continue to play golf without hurting themselves. You know, golf is one of those sports, you know, God willing, that we can play until, you know, we're 70 years old or plus. And it's important just maintaining some of those, some of the flexibility and the mobility to avoid injury.
If you're a golfer, you can get the same professional care the pros receive at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Call them today and ask about their Swing Fit program, 918-743-3737.